One.
All up!
Welcome to Super Dicks number. What number is this? I was gonna check. We had a couple of episodes that were. And from now I'm gonna upload these episodes because it has been. I haven't even uploaded any of those yet, but whatever.
I have no idea what we're up to. Are we gonna reboot the universe? Do it pull a DC?
No, we're not gonna do that because it's not necessary.
Yeah, fair enough. But in the rebooted universe, Lance Sloane is gay.
Oh, God. See, that's why I don't... Why reboot the universe, you know? If it's...
Oh, yeah, that's your only reason.
We're going to make you a woman, Retro Kaiser, to be more... we're actually going to make you a trans...
So he's going to be a giant female penis?
No, he's going to be a hermaphrodite. Yeah.
I am Vic, mixture of vagina and dick. Vic.
Isn't that just sex?
No.
Audio Super 6. So, oh, this is already the 7th session. Yeah, you missed a couple of sessions there. Let's just start re-recording there. Go. Okay, Super Dicks number 7. Retro, say whatever you do.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
Hungry for Marines.
Yes, Retro is back.
I need a Baconator.
Retro hasn't played in since when? Like, Retro had his little game he DM'd. That was the last time you did any kind of role-playing. And when was that?
Yep, that was like last month, wasn't it? Which wasn't bad. It's just me trying. It's just me sort of training to be a Dungeon Master. Yes, I am Darabka's, what did I call it? Like,
Padawan?
You're
my Padawan. You're my Padawan. There we go.
Protege.
Padawan?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't a Padawan something you ride on? So, do you expect me to carry you all the way around?
Apprentice? Apprentice? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, apprentice. That's what I'm
actually,
on about.
Actually, I recommend you, for the next time, if you want, you can, or DM or something, because, Super Dicks is actually, like, the Marvel superhero, system. It's actually really easy. And I would recommend you to start...
I thought the Justice League was in this.
We don't talk to them much. They're not
well,
cool.
You remember you were dimension hopping, so...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Last time I remember,
we met the Will guy.
Okay.
I'd rather be in the Marvel universe than the DC universe anyways.
I like
Too
them
bad.
Both. They're
going
they're...
to the Mortal Kombat universe.
At least Iron Man has a decently sized dong.
let me give you a little update on what happened. So basically, you return to the old Earth. Retro has returned later for some reason. Remember Shintai? You did return. You did play at least one or two games in the Earth. You know, I don't know if you remember, but you fought some of the superheroes, like, what was it, Alpha Male or whatever?
I do remember something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And you met Adam's character, which was the wizard from the other dimension. I'll give you an update later. The point is that the other guys have returned to Earth, and stuff has happened, and I will explain as you go, but Retro doesn't know that yet. Retro, as you have also fulfilled your duty to the Wizard of the Well, you know, you had to collect the items from the different dimensions, and
yep.
You have now a wish that he can fulfill. Shintai wished to fix his eye. And I think, did I?
You want me to fulfill my wish? Can I ask for, did I actually ask my wish yet?
Wait, what's, no, you don't, Shintai, that was your wish, right?
Of course, man.
Right, I gotta change that for my, because I have
There's only so many ladies that dig the scar thing.
And you're not a gay guy, because then you could do the skull fucking thing.
Oh.
I think I've set the bar, the lowest bar. Sorry.
No,
hey,
I think you said it on the level of Super Dicks.
Just dragons here.
Exactly. That's like... Yeah, okay, I was just kidding. Anyway, no, you haven't done your wish yet, Retro. I think there's still, I don't even know exactly what critical failure wished for, but I know he entered the normal world. But anyway, Retro, what do you wish for from the wizard? Okay, wait, let's role play this. So you're at the castle of the Wizard of the Well. He says, well, actually, the funny thing is he just sends a couple of medieval looking heroes in through a dimensional gate and waves to them goodbye. And you see this red coated wizard, and he seems eerily familiar to you. You look at each other, you just smile for some reason, and then he just goes into the gate. And then turns around and like, well, this business is done. And he says, well, how can I help you then? You have fulfilled your contract. Sorry, I was really busy, so some of you were sent earlier than the other ones, but I'm going to send you to your closest friend. That's in the package. So what's your wish?
I bet it is. My wish?
By the way, out of character, did you get that little thing? The thing that I put in there?
No.
Well...
the guys he sent through? No.
Whatever, man.
Red Dwarf?
Okay, well, out of character, those were the Tarl Igot characters. You basically looked eye into the Silver Alchemist eye.
Well,
so this is the same guy from both universes? Wow.
He's not the same guy, but he's more like Sliders. You could say he's a...
I've never watched Sliders.
Sliders is just where they travel to alternate Earths. So this is kind of similar, but different still, since it's a very different world.
I just mark him as a Dimension Lord, a bit like Time Lord.
You just feel you have a connection, you know. It's more like, I don't know if you've seen the one with... anyway, so...
Candy.
So, what is your wish, Retro Kaiser?
I wish...
out of character. I meant Erected Tower. Erected Tower?
Well, I've got this weird curiosity in me. But I want to fulfill it. I wish that Lance Sion was a woman for an hour, and I can bone him.
No!
Your wish will be fulfilled.
No, what are you doing?
He snaps his finger, and you suddenly see the astral energies around you. Basically, you're teleporting. And then it normalizes, and you can see a room inside a house. And you can see Lance Sloan. But it's kind of weird because you recognize it's Lance Sloan, but it's... an attractive, very attractive female. Ugly.
It's time to make... It wasn't matter, Shintai. Sorry, out of character.
It's basically, Shintai, it's your same character, but like the equivalent. And as you have always said, Lance Sloan is very attractive and porn star. So imagine
a female porn star. It's time to make a movie. Then I proceed to film Lance Sloan's greatest film yet.
Okay, you just let me.
Do I have to rock room to fight me off?
Fuck.
My lunch is cocked.
Wait, give me a second. You still have the CD or like the pen drive or whatever. It can be a CD, but the 20 hours of alien probing. You just happen to find a camcorder with a digital thing, so you can use that for filming.
This is not right. Lance Sloan is the one that does the fucking, not the other way around.
This actually, you know what? This reminds me of an episode of Lex, because something like that just happened. So. You haven't watched it?
I can't find it. It always seems to be sold out everywhere.
Wait, of what show?
Because it's good. Yeah, something like this happened in Lex. You know, you guys even traveled to that world.
I can't seem to do the Lance Sloan voice anymore.
And it's a hilarious episode. Basically, the guys become girls and the girls become guys, but only in their genital area. So the girls become she-males and the guys become females.
He-males?
Or how you call it? He-Man, whatever. No, she-males, and how would you call the, a guy with a vagina?
She-man
and he... She-male-ish-he-fail.
She-man! She-man? She-man? And She-Ra.
Okay, shut up. So you guys have sex and recorded, okay?
How many hours do you have?
Do you even resist?
Of course I resist. I can't have my manhood taken away from me.
So will you guys actually fight about it?
That's what I asked before. Do we have to roll a dice for him to fight me off?
Yeah, it's basically roll both of you initiative, which would be based off your speed, which would be your agility. Is it your agility?
It could be.
I'm pretty sure.
If they wanted it to be.
I refuse to sit down and take this pounding.
Okay.
You're not sitting down, you're bending over backwards.
Okay, 1d100, remember, guys. Okay, you have... Lance Sloan has an agility of 20, excellent. And Erected Tower has an agility of 10, good. So
I just roll 1d100?
I rolled a 44.
Yes. Okay, 44, it's
good.
Bye, bitch.
It's just barely succeeded. And, wait, 44. And you have good. And, Shintai rolled a 65. Okay, yeah, basically, you try to grapple him. You basically try to rape Lance Sloan. And, yeah. Already we are at the awkward level, which is awesome, I guess. And basically, you try to grapple Lance Sloan. But Lance Sloan... actually, that was your speed.
We have to roll again?
Oh, wait, now it's your initiative, so that means Lance Sloan comes first. Sorry,
really?
That was your initiative.
Well, no, that means I get to fuck you!
So, basically, you can see... okay, basically, this is the situation. Just before Retro appeared, you started changing really fast into a woman, right? So, you're really, like... By the way, roll a psyche check to see if how well you can take the psychological change. Yeah, you have good at that, so.
I am unfazed.
Okay. No, you're unfazed. You're like, well, I'm a woman. You're still upset.
That's probably how he would react.
You're physically like, you avoided a shock, basically. A psychological shock. And let's see here. Remarkable. Okay, it's not, now you got to roll. And then you suddenly see Retro. The Erected Tower, who you haven't seen in a long, long ass time, suddenly appear out of nowhere. And he just said what he said, and he tries to, you know, like come to you and rape you, basically. But now you have the upper hand. You have the, so what do you do?
Am I out of character?
He's,
am I like
he's
in,
trying
a, in
to,
an
he's
enclosed
trying to grab
room?
You.
Is there like a way out?
Well, remember, just an update for you, Shintai. You have joined with Critical Failure and Sendu's character. You have joined the mutant resistance of this world. Mm-hmm. And you are in one of the hotels. You're in Fresno, California still. Sendu's character is off on a mission. And I will introduce, you know, I will, you know, get him back in a way as soon as possible. But for now, you know,
yeah,
Sendu knows
out of
why.
Character. Do you know what this actually reminds me of? This reminds me of a mixture of Lex and that one scene from Wings of Hanamas. Oh, Space Brigade or something. You know, that guy next to me.
I know what you're talking about. Royal Space Force.
Yeah, Royal Space Force.
Well, you have to give it to me some... I'll check it out after the game, but for now...
I
anyway,
get the
Shintai,
fuck out
so
of there! I bolt!
You can... So you So you have now. So basically, you move. Okay. So where do you go in that room? In which direction?
Towards the
you
door. Get the hell out of the room.
Okay. So okay, let's say you are outside of the door. Okay, Retro, it's your turn. He's running
do
away from you.
Do I still see him, or
is
he actually out the door?
He just got out of the door.
I walk out the door while it's still open, and I try to jump on him and try to jump and latch on him like a horny demon frog. Ribbit!
Okay, this will take, since he's running pretty fast, this will take a pretty good roll on your end. So this will be a feat. Roll for agility.
1d100.
Yeah.
39.
So you're saying the ribbit. Did you attempt to shape shift?
That was a reference.
You have to roll for that, right?
Okay, that was a reference to an old video Shintai showed me ages ago.
Yeah.
Okay. 10.
Which is another
39.
Inspiration for this.
You almost can get it, but you jump, and you fall, and let me see here. There we have the pen. And you lose 5 hit points.
Ow.
You fall straight.
Either way, since I'm running away, I'm probing my shaking breasts.
you're pretty. You look like a hot porn star, like Jenna Jameson or something. Instead of your dick, it's now your tits that are huge.
This would be a lot cooler if I wasn't being fucked.
Ouch! If demon frogs had wings, they wouldn't bump their heads when they fell over trying to rape a chick.
Okay, both of you roll initiative, like speed.
8.
Special your ability. Yeah, Shintai wins. So again, do you want to get away further? You can see he fell on his face. Or do you want to reason with
him? No, he seems sex obsessed, especially with my hot ass body. I just keep running.
Out of character, Sean. I hope you. I hope if I actually do get a chance to boink Lancelin, I hope you don't. Pull like a long dick of the law thing and make him turn into a male while I'm doing him.
An hour is an hour. Oh, I'm strict with that.
You mean an hour in real time?
No, in game
time. Am I going to be a woman for the rest of the game?
No. I only said for an hour, so you wouldn't be a woman for the rest of the game. I originally was gonna make you a permanent woman, but it would get old.
That
would have
been messed up.
You could, for example, try to find a way. Maybe somebody of the mutants could use maybe as a power to reshape you, or
I've got an idea.
Just a wizard.
I've got
so,
an idea. Let's continue the game, shall we?
Okay. So a Shintai. So you just run forward. Okay, so you see this guy turn up, this bald-headed kind of 40-year-old guy. He says, "Hey, baby, where have you been all my life?" And he's like in this t-shirt, this undershirt thing, you know,
like
and it's
Queen
pretty stained.
From those washing bottles, Mr. Sheen or something, Mr. Queen.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. He's got those thick eyebrows and he's got the hair neck, you know, the neck hair, and he's just like,
so
what's up?
So it's Sean.
It's like in the hotel.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of weird. He'd be trying to pick me up while I'm running.
Well, he just said, that's all he said. Hey, baby, where have you been alive? And then you continued going, you know, and he was looking at you. And you see you can hear, as you're running, you can see other guys giving you looks and whistling at you.
Okay. Oh, fuck off! I ain't getting none of this!
My turn, I guess? I attempt to shapeshift into a big Tyrannosaurus Rex, but instead of a dinosaur head, I've got a head that's a dick.
Okay, this is a new form, so this will take a feat. So roll.
18? Oh no. Will...
Tyrannosaurus dick.
Okay.
Oh, Rex.
18. Your ability to shapeshift is at remarkable, which is 30. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this fails. Fails. So it nothing happens.
So he turns into Mr. T.
Yeah.
I'm pity the fool wearing pin over backwards.
Okay, so Shintai, as you run, you bump into
lesbian.
One of the contacts that has been helping you, that has been basically giving you the missions and shit. One of the mutant underground guys, and you know him as Ricky Blaine. And he looks at you and he just seems kind of bewildered, and he asks, "Excuse me, miss, have you seen a guy named Lance Sloan?"
"Yeah, that's me."
"What the hell happened? Is that some kind of side effect of your powers?"
"Yes, I agree."
"Come on, we have to get out of here."
"What happened?"
"I knew something was familiar with you."
"Character."
"You still have a female voice, but it's kind of deeper
still,
since
she
you have
still
changed
sounds the same, but the voice
completely.
Just probably makes me think the lolly guy is making things sound. She sucked a lot of cock."
You said just change to a woman. You never said keep the voice manly. So
doesn't Lance Sloan have a goatee? So mean his goatee would be down below now.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, by the way, that reminded me of that character in the
Dr.
Venture
Gilbert.
Brothers. You know, that chick with
Dr.
the Gilbert. Low voice.
That's because of the cigarettes, they say.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I follow him.
Okay, so. do you follow him then back to the room? Yeah, okay. And then, as you follow back, he sees.
Wrecked Tower.
Retro Kaiser. And he hasn't met the. Erected Tower yet, and he just like, "Sir, could you please move out of the way? Because it's kind of a, you know, it's not too wide of a passage."
"Science is pretty wide of a passage."
Wait, he just looks at
yes,
you both?
"Yes, I am attempting
and
to have
the
sexual intercourse
last.
With
do you
a,
two
with,
know
with
each
right
other?
Right now, but the bitch ain't putting out."
"Of course not, what do you expect? I was a man 5 minutes ago."
Okay, chill out. We have other stuff to do. I don't know what weird shit you guys are
it's
into.
It's not consensual.
And I don't care what you do as long as it's consensual.
And this
in
is
your
coming
age.
From Lance Slow.
But I wished it.
Uh-huh. And he looks at you.
Threesome, eh?
You see his hand glowing and like, "Really?
You wished that you could have sex."
No, he's
not
pretty angry, actually.
"Not that it was going to happen.
Rape is..." He basically says he just, his hands is glowing and... "You better not try that stunt again, Bub, if you want to be a part of the
underground." "It's only for an hour. It's not like I'm going to rape him when he's back in
sex.
Mail.
You should have wished that the sex would have been, like, impossible to avoid. Then it might have worked."
This
That's
is
two
more
wishes. Fun. That's two wishes.
Okay.
Anyway, come on, guys. I got to brief you on your mission. So you get back to the room, okay, and basically he's telling you that some crazy shit went down. They send a team into, and one of the guys was your friend, Sentai Master, aka Raj McCain. And the guy who you left back before you went dimension hopping, which is Sendu's character. And he was, and basically, stuff, it's a small town in Utah.
Out of character.
And stuff, apparently there was a fight with some government superhumans. And. Well, no, but I gotta make a Mormon warrior character. That's for sure. I'm gonna make one. Actually, I have the perfect guy to probably play him. Maybe me. That could work. But anyway, no, that's not the place. It's just a small Utah town. And basically, there was big explosions. There was apparently some of the powers included earthquake creation. And what happened is that one of the guys was sent there, and he was supposed to bring you back, but they're guessing that the gate, the energy gate he created, didn't send them back to the headquarters, but accidentally brought them to another dimension. So they sent another group to find that and open a dimension there where there was the ripple. And they managed to do so, and the gate is still open. But they haven't returned yet,
because there, out of there character. Might be this a is time a really difference. Long hour.
Like time
back in
might
character.
Be moving slower at that point. Shintai, yeah, still a chick.
20 minutes.
This right. whole incident took like, I would say. 20 minutes.
I'm
so
still groping my
breasts. You're more or less halfway done.
Can't get over
it. So, this is the mission. The guy. By the way, yeah, Ricky is the guy's name. So Ricky Blaine. Just so
now,
you know.
Now, Mister, is there any lesbians on the ship? Because I wouldn't mind. I'm not sure if Lance Sloan would mind filming a lesbian porno.
That actually could be doable.
Sort of. Yeah, I'll make it up. I'll make it up for you.
He looks at Lance Sloan. Look, I understand that you're a porn actor and everything. You do this for a living, but this guy just seems like a sexual deviant. And as much as we're open-minded with the underground and we need everybody
I'm into that.
We can have, you should put this guy on a leash because he looks dangerous. And then he just shakes his head and like. I'm gonna send over a guy who's gonna teleport you there. Since we don't have time to, they have been gone since 6 hours. It has been 6 hours since we sent in the second team. So, we have to check it out now before there is a lot of government guys hissing around. Oh, we can't afford go the normal way. We have to risk it and do the teleport. Okay. And with that, Ricky goes back and goes out of the room, and he says, the guy who's gonna teleport
you
is gonna be here in 20 minutes. Get ready.
Only with lesbians.
Okay. Yeah, me and Shintai look for a lesbian.
By the way, Retro,
I go to Lance,
you
and I'm gonna go look for a lesbian for
you,
and I sneak around the corner and turn into one myself.
Hey, roll, you gotta roll for that.
I know.
Okay,
do I need to roll for it?
Yeah, you gotta definitely roll. That's a new shape, and that's a complex shape.
Yeah.
Well, this is a new form. Nice. Have you ever changed into a woman? I think once, so.
Boy,
anyway,
yes.
Roll, let's see how. Well, I think it's just gonna be like how attractive the female is gonna be.
Slightly below average chick.
Okay. Maybe. I gotta, it depends on erected tower. There we go. I always forget. Remarkable 30. It's 48.
Can
okay,
I say,
well.
Sorry, am I allowed to be attractive? Am I allowed to be attractive?
Let's say from a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to be nice,
so,
and I'm going to give
gonna
you
be...
a 6.
Who's a 6 oh. in movie celebrities?
Well, we got to remember, Lance Sloan is a porn star. His standards aren't exactly high.
Okay, I turn
I'm
into Mandy
say
Moore,
rather
pretty
you,
much.
You,
Mandy.
No, not Mandy Moore. She can be pretty attractive, especially when she... You know, younger. Well, even now she's attractive.
Julia Roberts.
I would say you look like pretty much a average porn star chick. So face not so good, body is pretty good, pretty okay. You know, somewhat hanging tits, not too bad. You know, somewhat shapely. You know, not too bad.
I'm Jewish.
You have a slightly bigger nose, but not
Sorry.
Too bad. So.
Hey. I think that's a new life point for us.
Yeah. Anyway. So. Yeah. So you're not bad looking. So, but you're not great looking either.
I go up to him. I was like. Hey,
oh, okay.
babe, I heard you wanted to film a movie.
So what do you do? Funny part is... roll 1D100 to see if you get that. Check... No, number one, I gotta roll for erected tower reason check.
So what do I have to roll?
Because there's something he has to see. He has to check.
A 19. Oh no.
Uh-oh.
No.
Just roll 1d100. It's always 1d100 with super. Okay. You have reason 10. You forgot to change your voice. So this is the exact voice that you hear. Also, the other thing you missed is
That's
you have
clever.
The same clothes on, so.
Hey, he got you here.
He got me.
You never said that you would change your thing, you know? Now, if you would have rolled a good reason check, then I would have might have said, oh, you just, you know, somewhere you find clothes or even you change your voice or something, but no.
Nice
you failed
try,
that,
Rocket
so.
Tower.
So you don't even have to roll, Shinta. You know this is retro Kai. This is directed
tower.
So
I go searching. I attempt to search for. Yeah.
Okay. You
I
have still 15 minutes left of Shintai's womanhood. So. Okay, let's roll for a reason check. Or you know what, an intuition check. That would be intuition. 62. Okay, that's a pretty good roll. You actually managed to find oh god, this game goes
Jesus
to places. A willing lesbian chick who will do it for $1,000. And she is an okay-looking chick, actually. So she's pretty good-looking. She might look like that she is a drug addict, and she might be
feel good enough
into crack. But what you're thinking from the teeth?
Oh,
the teeth are not the greatest, but not too bad. And she's saying that she will only do it with a woman, and that if you try to do
how
anything,
how can she have a boyfriend if she's a lesbian?
She's
a bisexual, obviously.
Her big strong boyfriend is coming okay. with her.
And
she's a bisexual, obviously.
Okay, deal. So. We'll pay you after the film, though, okay?
So $1,000, yep.
I'll pay you $500 now. Remember, I'm a millionaire because I won the slot machines. Or something.
Yeah, but have you actually the credit card that works, or does give me a second.
It's from the Psychic Force limited edition box set, which I got for cheaper than normal because the box was a bit sunburned.
What kind of figure is it?
And it came with free bonus figures. It's a fighting game. It's by the same dudes that did Puzzle Bobble.
Is Psychic Force like an anime or something?
Pretty obscure.
Oh, it's a fighting
one,
game. Okay, I didn't know it. Okay. Dan Fogelberg had $0 on his account. Well, you know what? Since you do have still money, I'm gonna say say you had still the credit card.
Yep.
With $5,000, okay. And Shintai, you have a credit card with your porn earnings of $7,000. Your recent earnings.
$500 okay? now.
So basically, you go to a bank account and you give her how much?
Yep.
Okay.
Now
she says done deal. And $500 after the shoot.
Okay. We gotta do this quickly.
You have
turn into a man during this
12
we're gonna
minutes.
Die. Sorry. We gotta make this 5 minutes.
We're superheroes. We can't die that easily.
Okay. Okay, you set up the camera and basically make a explain
what a
how sport. The what kind of movie it is, like what kind of lesbian porn movie it is.
That's a good one, actually.
What? Okay, that's the title. Water sports.
We're gonna film about.
It's a
7 minutes.
You have 12 minutes, so
minutes.
How many minutes
pay
are
the
you gonna
the,
film?
Pay the chick. The rest of the money, and hopefully she doesn't see Shin Tizzle turn. Well, not Shin Tizzle. Lance Lane turn back into its natural, his original form, to avoid the beating. Can you last 7 minutes, Sloane?
Okay,
of course.
7 minute long.
Man or woman, the Lance Sloane lasts.
Yen porn. Okay, you have now the camcorder in your possession, and you record the 7 minutes of the porn movie. And you give her another $500.
She climaxed about 10
And she says,
times.
Okay, thanks, nice doing business with you. And she gets away. Okay. After 5 minutes, what happened? You see this guy appear, this Asian dude, and he says, my name is Joey. I'm gonna teleport you to the location, okay? You have to be in front of my line of vision, so stand there, don't be too far. Okay, he focuses, and the world blurs around you, and you suddenly find yourself in a town, small town, and you can see a area of destruction, like a big earthquake hit and different destroyed places. You can see a police tape around it. You can see a couple of cops, but they have anticipated that and it teleported you in one of
Let's go to a bar and
diners
pick up some
that has
first.
Been partially destroyed. Okay. Okay, you can see a gate also that's close by. Like, it looks like a dimensional gate.
I don't trust that at all.
And it's,
it
seems to be made out of vines from
so we check
know,
out the destruction, Mr. Sloan.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you're still a woman. Not at all. I wasn't paying attention to the character. That's what my character was doing.
Do you remember the mission still that was given to you? Just telling you.
I was too busy.
Okay.
I had lesbians on the brain.
Lance Sloan. Oh. Well, okay. I'm just going to make this simple then, because Sendu is here and he hasn't played yet at all. Sendu and the other characters appear. You chat for a little bit, then the chick, one of the chicks, dissolves the gate, and they disappear with the other guy doing another gate.
Hello.
They go through it and they disappear. And Sendu is here.
What I miss.
See Raj McCain.
The erected tower turned me into a woman and tried to fuck.
I don't know if you're still a woman or not, with those sexy clothes.
I don't.
The funny thing is, you're actually now, you're still a woman just as Sendu came, and Sendu has seen the transformation back. Suddenly there, where the legs are, there's a big, protrusion extending there again with the extending
day,
and filling
right?
out the pants. And the protrusion on the chest, they lower.
Afterwards, we filmed a lesbian porn scene. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Hello, Ronnie.
Okay,
how are
you can
you?
See one of the cops look at you. Hey, what the hell are you doing, guys? This is a crime scene.
Excuse me, officer. We are with
what the hell are you talking
we
about?
We are with
He pulls out his baton
stick. We are
stick.
With another
one more
force.
Word out of you.
Please, can you brief us on what happens
to jail,
here,
buddy?
Well, can you brief? Can I bribe him to tell me what went on here?
right. You are with another force.
Okay.
Oh,
can
wait,
I try to lie to him?
Wait, it's if you're trying to lie to him, you can actually try. That would be a reason check. Roll 1d1. Yeah, roll 1d100. Let me see what police have for Yeah, there's some stats
I'm gonna
for
get
lawyers.
Water. I'll be right back.
Oh no!
I know, that's right? Okay, 59, and ooh, holy shit! I rolled a 100. Dude, he not only knows all through it. He figures
we're
out you guys are mutants.
We're actually on our way to get
that
one.
Well, this is a critical hit, and
I dropped my.
You're some kind of. You're superhumans? You got a registration? Oh, yeah, in the middle of a crime scene that was started by mutants.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
I don't
probably
irresponsible. And he puts away his baton and pulls out his gun. Come on, guys,
yes,
we're gonna
stop conclusions.
Those.
Nothing
mutants.
Ever goes there.
I attempt to lie to the police officer that we're actually anti-mutants. We're actually set to undo the damage that our race has done.
Hold on, I played Phoenix, right? I can get us out of this. You haven't yet you haven't yet told us what our motive is for doing this. You don't have any evidence to suggest that we've done anything except for the fact that we're here.
I don't care.
I can say the same thing
that's
about
irrelevant.
You, pal.
You haven't established
you
a motive.
Damn muties are not normal. You don't need a motive. All you need to your power
important.
Corrupts you. You just go around destroying stuff that is not made by you.
That is evidence, and that is not even good.
Well, the motive is that you're suspicious-looking mutants running around on a crime scene that was started by mutants, so...
I can incarcerate you until otherwise. I didn't think that's how our law system works.
Until you can prove your innocence. That is the mutant... That is the Mutant Registration Act. Can I try to convince the police officer that
you're
not guilty,
not
but you have to prove that you are innocent, especially when you're walking around on... Especially if you're unregistered mutants. Give me a second. I was actually going to ask you what kind of race the police officer was going to say, but I was like, at least I'm not a Negro. In your face.
that would have caused a lot more of a ruckus, though, I thought.
He basically is very anti-mutant, like, you know. Okay,
ouch.
Let me see here. Okay, I rolled police guy number three. He rolls, he pulls out his gun, and he shoots at Retro Kaiser.
Rigged!
Holy shit, I'm rolling like hell
today. It looks
today.
Like Dude Process has just shit itself, guys.
Okay,
we've got to go and take these guys out.
His...
Yep.
Looks like the law, man. Don't give a shit about the law.
You know, it barely started. Actually, the thing is, as far as you know, the Mutant Registration Act, you're more or less like second-class citizens. You have, as long as you don't have a registration... Once you do have a registration, they can basically check you, and you have to always tell what you're doing every month. So, and that's what the underground is fighting. And you have to follow
a
strict code of conduct, and you have to like go into like different classes to learn how to use your powers. And sometimes you can be even locked away if your powers are too dangerous.
I don't remember this happening. I wish I was back in
Vegas.
This is
your home.
Retro, we gotta fight them all.
This is the universe. This is the prime one where you started. So. Okay, 91. His skill is good. A 91 should hit either way, but it depends on what kind of hit it is. On Retro, a 91 is a yellow success. Yeah. That's a bullseye. That should be,
Hey, I'm gonna get myself
with
some
location.
Water.
I only do this with, critical hits. Wait.
Imagine saying that in the middle of a battle.
Second.
I don't care. Imagine saying that in the middle of a battle. I'm about to... Let me just get some water. I'll be back
experience
in the fight.
Table. Get yourself some water. Leave your friends behind. Yeah. Bullseye means he hits you in the torso pretty bad.
Dead,
so it's going to be... The basic damage plus half, so.
Okay.
All in all, it's gonna be 9 damage.
You son of a bitch!
So. No, you're fine. You got still 75 hit points, so.
Now, Mr. Police Officer, do mutants bleed? Do mutants really bleed?
Hits you in the side of the torso.
Look at it, my blood's
somewhat.
Red, much like yours. You can see I am not a mutant at all.
Shut up, freak. If it would be up to me, I would all round you up into places and just shoot you in the head. Into a grave. Okay, that was cop number 3. And then we got cop number 2.
Every shot's missed Shintai so far.
He shoots
every
at
shot.
Shintai.
You know what I mean?
16. Well, his gun misses. His shot misses.
Lance Sloan is drinking water, apparently.
Yeah, I guess. That's Lance Sloan's turn, so just wait for him.
Maybe he's just embarrassed that I tried to rape him.
Oh, you do that every episode. We'll be back after these commercial breaks.
There's some truth to that.
Let's...
Okay, zip. Guacamole.
Yeah, if you guys want to do something
guacamole.
Right now, just do it fast.
Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Well, he didn't say where he was getting it from. He could be going down to the 7-Eleven to pick up a bottle.
$7? Ugh.
How long does it take to get
water?
Alright, I'm back. I create myself a katana.
Hey, it's your turn, so we've been waiting. Lance Sloan, what do you do? Okay, let me see here. Okay, roll 1d100. Ew, icky. Okay, wait, sorry. 29. Where's Lance Sloan? There's Lance Sloan. Remarkable.
Alright.
Yeah, 29. Remarkable. Nothing happens, sadly. It's a simple weapon, you just needed a green feat, but unfortunately it's white, so he didn't succeed. Yeah. Okay. That was Lance Sloan, you focus, nothing happens. Cop number 1 shoots.
I can't remember what this character actually
31.
Does. It's been okay. So long.
He's good, 31. He shoots and misses. Yeah. Next turn
cheat.
Is Sendu.
Oh no.
You forget it every time we play with every one of the characters. Okay, fair enough.
I don't think it carried over.
Well, we did play the actually Sendu's character traveled to the world of Terminator, so but
Do
you have your sheet?
You
don't have your sheet, right?
I just said I have it.
Send it to you. You should have told me that way before
we
actually started fighting.
I had a character accidentally punched myself in the groin.
Sentai Master Raj McCain.
Ow.
You have a high agility. telekinesis. You can move stuff. You have also a gun, so.
Yeah. That's right. I remember I took that gun because this character didn't have any attacks before.
I remember Retro Kaiser's like, I hit my
that's not an attack, that's like, more of a messing around with thing.
Like, every time it's like accidental, you're like, all the time, especially when we play.
Okay, that's okay. A little tricky to pull off, but I'll attempt it.
That's not, you have telekinesis.
Why do you suggest things and then try to talk me out of them?
No, not necessarily. You could speed up a bullet.
Wait. You know, Sean, you'd make a good host of Deal or No Deal.
I don't care what
you
do. You can just use your gun.
I'm going to shoot at cop number one and do that speed up bullet thing you said.
You want to use your gun? Use your gun. You want to stand there and dance? Dance. I guess. Okay, just what you want
to
do then.
Yay, 91.
Oh, you want to speed up the... Okay, that's actually a cool idea. Okay, then roll 1d100. And we're going to use... Okay, remarkable. Yeah, just roll. Okay, remarkable. Okay. You speed up the bullet, and what you do is, it actually, you could have also used it for aiming, to aim his head, but it will do double damage. So your gun does 15 damage, so it will do 30. Let me see here, to roll, I'm going to roll for endurance. And that's good. 57. Yeah, okay, he's still standing, but you hit him on in his head.
That's my turn.
He does get 30 damage.
Well,
yeah, he's pretty much.
I'm gonna run up and punch
pretty
and
badly
try,
wounded
and try
on his
to
head.
Attempt to,
so, and he's yelling
to
he's
tear
wounded,
at the
so.
Cop's wound.
Okay,
in his
I'm
head
gonna
to
roll
to
initiative again.
Rip his head
oh, it's
open.
Erected tower. Sorry.
Cop number one.
Yes.
Yeah, like with the wound, like he's got a wound in his head, doesn't he? I want to try to rip that open so yeah, he can get an infection.
You wanna wait. So, you wanna go up there and rip his head open?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
95.
And that's a basic attack. It's kind of like a grapple. So you wanna like grab into the wound and rip it up. Okay. So that will take a little bit more skill. That's. I'll just roll. Let's see how well you do.
Cop killer! I'm a...
95, and you have fighting 20?
Now it's in his inventory.
95. You kill him. You rip off his head,
Add that severed head to his inventory.
You're not strong enough.
It's like a toxic.
Oh, you are actually.
I'll kill.
You're incredible. You have a 40.
I'm
you
sure
have incredible strength.
Yeah, I will add it to my inventory.
Yeah,
I'm gonna use
that.
This trophy. I'm a cop killer. Cop killer.
Okay, it's like a half head. Definitely. Yeah, if Erected Tower would have grabbed you, Shintai, he's actually stronger than you.
Stronger.
But only by 10 points. But that's a big difference, though.
I should
start
going by that.
But Shintai is just faster. Anyway.
Alright.
Yes, the
with
B for the Lance Sloan production.
I will use Shintai's sword and stab it in its number two's throat.
Send a new initiative.
Wait, my sword? I didn't create a sword.
Send a new. I like that.
Send
new, it's your turn.
Darn it. Well, then I'll just aim my bullet at his throat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. A katana.
47.
Actually, no.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, you failed. Totally,
at least it wasn't a one. Okay. At least it wasn't a one. Otherwise, it would have backfired.
Okay, so you're going to shoot and do the telekinesis, like aiming? Okay. Okay, roll. That's a... You need a feat for that. For that. Roll one more time. You have remarkable, so 47. I'm gonna see if he has a chance of dodging it. That was the roll for your shot. Roll one more time for your power. Because we have to do two separate rolls. It was a green feat, so... And he rolled a 45, so he just didn't dodge it. 80. Okay,
Can they, like, 80. Suffocate?
Is that enough? Bullseye. Yeah, you hit him in the throat, and you do triple... You do, one, 2.5 times damage, so that's... 30, and you do like, fuck it, you basically kill him. He like, you hit him in the neck,
well,
and
he's number one,
just,
and he's the last one to go, too.
And it's a pretty bad hit, and the main artery, just blood flows out, and
you
know, he's just,
you killed
let me see
one,
if he has a chance of maybe an endurance roll. Nope. He just bleeds out and dies.
I just attacked. Okay,
one
cop
is still there.
He killed police number two.
Let me see if he has...
I killed police number three. Police number three, one is the last one.
I'm going to see if he's smart enough to go...
I just attacked number two.
He's not.
He did.
Okay.
Okay.
So, police number two is then the last guy.
So, three is dead.
Okay, wait. Then it's police number three... You just said... Now, one is dead, so three is the last one. That's why I've marked it down. We don't have a map, so it's a little bit confusing. So, whatever. Yeah. No, three is the last one. One and two is dead. You killed one, and Sendu killed two, so... Okay, Lance Sloan, it's your turn. There's one police still left, one cop guy left. Okay, so that's a basic fighting attack. Okay, then roll.
But he does.
Let's see. 43. Okay. Excellent. He does get an attack of opportunity because you're far away and you want to go there and kick him. Let's see if he succeeds at all. Okay, 59. And since you're walking towards him, 59, good. Yeah, that connects. And yours, 43. You got 20 in fighting. That barely hits, but it does hit. Yep, that hits. So your strength is 30. So you're also a pretty strong guy. He hits you for 7 damage with his bullet.
So
those are smaller caliber guns, you know, which they wear for more or less basic stuff.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, it can kill, but it's not a military grade weapon, so.
He's got
you lose 7 hit points, you are down to 63. It's just a shot into your shoulder, so it's not too bad.
Oh my goodness, he's a woman.
It's not a big deal. Anyway, you go there and you kick him in the balls, so he has to see if he stays, if he's stunned by the pain.
Jump onto the back
he winces,
of police number one and try to snap his
winces,
neck while dry humping him at the same time.
You mean number three?
You kick him so hard that his like balls go in and it's like bleeding and he's very heavily injured, but he's like just winces.
Roll 1d100. You know which cup I meant, didn't you? The one that's doing
okay,
one.
Well, now he is. It was Lance Sloan, Erected Tower.
Okay. Roll d100. Temp. Yeah, while dry humps him at the same time. 71.
Okay, that's that will be a agility roll and a attack roll. Okay. Yeah, it's the three, yeah. He's still there, but he's heavily injured already.
27.
So roll.
So
you
want to
jump,
I guess,
on his back and just rip his head off?
27, like.
Okay, go.
Am I still...
71, you have... that was your jumping feat, and you have good.
Am I dry humping
succeeds.
Fine,
yep,
no?
Definitely. Roll for your attack
hey,
and fighting,
Sloan,
which is
fuck
20.
The police!
with 20... No, it's... with excellent, it's a fail. So you're on him... But your hands slip and you cannot attack him, but you're still
well,
on him.
I'm too heavy for him to handle.
Yeah,
well,
you're dry humping
and fine.
I'm gonna
success.
Dude. Okay, this is
hey,
what happens.
Hey,
you jump
Lance
on him, you try to attack him, but you slip off. But he's already heavily injured, and now I rolled a 1. So basically, you crush him under your weight, luckily breaking his neck,
now?
And he dies. Yep.
Hey,
I guess.
Oh,
you know,
great,
he
no,
was just unlucky.
On my
so.
Ass. Hey, before we go, I pull down the cop's pants of the one that Shintai kicked right in the groin to see what the damage was.
Okay,
see how badly they're bruised up.
You can. Let me see here. You can move freely
like
now, but you know, obviously,
with,
since you
mallet.
Killed police, you're gonna have the cops on your asses.
Hey, Lance Sloan, you should call that.
No, playing your game now. He didn't say the jewels. He said the other part.
Hey, Lance Sloan.
His groin.
Look at this.
It's
you should really call
torn
that kick
to shreds.
The Galaga
like
kick.
Shintai kicked him really hard.
Yeah. Now let's get the hell out of here, boys.
I guess something like. Yeah.
Where do we run? Let's run into the diner,
you need to
I
go.
Guess. The damaged up diner.
That's what you get, bigoted fuck.
Okay. Let's walk down the street and pretend nothing ever happened. You can count. 59.
Let's go all to the lobby. Well, the diner was broken down, so if you want to find a functional diner, you'll have to go down the street.
Oh, shit.
Okay. roll 1d100
oh,
to see
shit.
That you can keep your
oh,
cool.
I go looking for a diner anyway.
Reason, like psych. 59. Okay.
I go, hey, what up?
Lance Sloan, Sandu. Okay. Retro has no problem keeping his cool, but Lance Sloan and Sandu are freaking out. Go roleplay, you're freaking out.
We're not mutants. Don't be afraid. We're in Halloween costumes.
Okay. You have some people look at you suspiciously, and some of you said, can see some people calling, so they just turn their head and they just
can
scream
I,
mutants.
Can I roll for convincing that I'm only in a Halloween costume? Can I roll a convincing this?
Oh, by the way, Retro, as far as your character sheet goes, I think the last thing you were wearing was a gimp suit.
39.
So, yeah, you've been running around in a gimp suit this whole time. I'm gonna be fair that your mask was, it's part of it, but it's just hanging there right now. Roll. They've just seen you. 39. Reason.
I go and I go and
I don't think so.
I go and I ask for the special.
Nope. They shake their heads.
Oh, can I order the yogurt?
Okay, so you find a diner. It's a malt shop. And you know, it's just like an American style.
And can I also
burger joint? So.
I'll have.
Oh, better. You know, yeah. I'll be fine. You find
another baconator minus the bacon.
Oh yes, sir. That's the newest.
Yeah.
You got like 5 patties in it, and like a bunch of bacon and cheese.
$14. At least get a drink of that.
This will be. Okay. Do you want to have
that's
a meal
a
or just a baconator?
Last time I checked, that was like a $5 deal, not 14. What the hell happened since we were talking?
So you want a normal hamburger then?
Out of character.
Okay,
that
will be $14.
I could be charging more because I am a mutant.
That's
yeah,
right.
Of course, and fries.
Oh, Austria. Or it's just...
Okay, you have now...
It could be just the conversion rate.
3,000.
Yes, I'm paying... For some reason, we are now in Great Britain.
Well, he buy 2 of those, so.
And there's Zeppelins.
There was Ultimate. Maybe. So, have that... You get your food.
Okay. So, I didn't know they. I didn't know they walked along with me.
You're still in your own dimension, in your so it's the same world. It's just the changes happened. You had 2 baconators, so it just got together. She also gave you the large giant.
Eat them.
What kind of large giant pop
also give me 3
glass
orders
so you can
and
fill
nuggets.
It up yourself with whatever pop you want? Do you guys want to buy something? You're actually pretty hungry, Sandu. You haven't eaten anything since your
nuggets,
adventure.
There you go. 3 for 4 hours.
Still has his money. It's $495 you still have on your credit card. So how much? So what do you want to get? Nuggets? Okay. Okay, that will be $4 then. Okay. Shintai?
Nom.
Okay, that's $6 for the baconator. That's a normal baconator, so it's just $5.
Okay, I walk into the
restroom.
Is that okay if I can walk into the restroom?
I walk into
the restroom and try to see if there's a window for me to
Okay, so you, I'm guessing you're enjoying your very unhealthy meal.
I shape-shift
you can hear some sirens, and you can see a guy in a ridiculous costume.
I'm very desperate,
flying
though,
through
so...
the sky and landing.
17. I didn't make. Drat.
Yeah,
so okay,
now.
So I just
Doesn't he even have a salt craving though?
It's pretty small, but you know you could shape-shift and. Okay, that's extreme size change. That will be a
I thought
big
he was
change.
Gonna do something final, like for a second.
Okay,
Now
well,
I turned
roll.
into Jeff
You could
Goldblum.
make it. It's just, you know. Nothing happens. Okay, that was. No, you cannot try again. You have to wait now. you feel. It's for 1 millisecond you do like a bzzz sound.
Oh great, not That's another one happened. Of these guys.
Holy jeez, Wizzle, it's Captain Comet. I can't figure out his power off that name.
Okay, let me roll initiative. That was awesome. Okay.
Captain America?
Anyway, so you guys can hear this voice outside and he says, "Halt, evildoers! I am Captain Comet,
Superman.
And I will stop your evil doing right here and right now."
No, that was it.
Space Ghost! Space
he
Ghost!
He has a big red cape.
Space Ghost
and
is white.
His suit is like a dark blue and it has stars on it.
No,
and he
I was
has
asking
the half
about
mask.
His powers, not his wardrobe.
No, it's not kind of Captain America-ish, but imagine you have, like, it's more cosmic looking.
And I have leather jeans in three different colors. I'm asking
kind
you about
of,
his powers, come on.
He is Superman-ish, but he has kind of the half cowl mask, kind of like Batman, but without the ears. Kind of like Space Ghost, but imagine his... He has golden boots and
really?
Golden gloves
yeah,
and
really?
A red cape and a dark, everything is dark blue.
Oh, that's a bit upsetting.
Holy cow, there actually
hey,
is
how,
a Captain
how,
Comet.
Why am I supposed to tell
character.
You? You don't know.
Do you think,
you don't know about Captain Comet.
I'm a character.
Guys
wouldn't my
research,
character
so.
Still be in the restroom?
Okay, so Captain Comet comes and in your face. Okay.
Coast to Coast.
It's a different one. It's just a name.
Yep.
Well, yeah, this is where you start your level. You hear his, he used a megaphone to amplify his voice. So, which he got from the cops, which are cowards.
And a half.
Wait, is that the Space Ghost music? Nice, nice. Okay, let me see here.
Okay.
20.
So he's Cyclops.
80.
Half mask, blue suit.
18.
83. Okay.
Tomatoes?
Suddenly, red energy beams come, shoot out of his eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
Roll 1d100, Sendu.
Yeah, we're the same person.
Well, you can already obviously say he has already another power. He can fly. Obviously, since he landed, but, you know, whatever. Okay, you lose 20 90. Hit points, Shintai. I mean, not Shintai, Sendu.
Didn't you skip me?
You get hit in the torso. You have a pretty bad
you
burning wound.
Turn into a fly.
Sendu gets a lot of burning wounds, I guess. So.
Oh yeah, he was being attacked, wasn't he?
Roll 1d100 to see endurance if
Fair
you
enough.
Can if you're stunned
okay,
or
you
fall
go.
Unconscious or something.
All I hear is a loud noise, and I just walk
yeah,
over
you're
to
fine.
Armor boop and just start using the
okay,
toilet.
You resist the pain.
Because
okay.
I'm completely unaware of what's going on out there.
No, I did
can I
not.
Roll, can I roll? Do you...
That was Sendu's defense. It was his reaction to the attack. He has a chance to dodge.
36. 36.
Okay, so it's so Erected probably, Tower's turn now. You are in the restroom.
I want to roll a D100 to see how good of a shit it is. 18. Not that good.
Okay.
Diarrhea.
Well, let's see. Okay, let's see if you can hear it. Roll 1D100. This is not your action, but just roll for intuition to see if you can hear the voice of Captain. No, you're oblivious. No. So. Okay.
You tried to get him to do something.
It's kind of half and half, and it's not so great.
Can I still move after that burn wound?
Sandu.
Wait, Captain Comet is attacking us.
Say diarrhea again.
Now just telekinesis that broken piece of roof at him.
That was fun. Okay, what are you doing, Sandu? What does Raj McCain do?
They crash to the ceiling. There should be something.
Oh. You rolled your endurance. You're fine. You resisted the pain.
Well, that was broken glass. I'll send them flying in his eyes.
So I'm guessing there's no broken piece of roof around. He didn't crash through the ceiling. He's still outside. He shot you with his heat vision from outside.
I'm just gonna go outside.
There is melted glass close around.
Is this for the shooting or the walking outside?
The heat vision is heat based, so it's not optical. So it didn't break the glass like Cyclops' optic blasts. I mean, it's not a.
I thought you were over there.
Like a telekinetic, like it breaks stuff. It actually melts stuff.
This time I try to successfully create a sword.
Okay.
Ooh!
Roll 1d100. Mark.
What kind of sword?
A katana.
Probably should have gotten a katana with a handle.
You completely miss him. He just looks at you. What the hell are you doing? Okay, now it's Lance Sloane's turn.
Why do you have to keep making those? Why don't you just save the one from your last battle?
Okay, roll again, 1d100. 70, yeah, okay, you got a sword.
Yeah, eventually they just disappear.
So, that was your round.
Alright, then.
I can only, like, at maximum have, like, two things created.
So, you're gonna do strength plus 15 damage, which is gonna be
45. I'm gonna assume the second thing is that coffee mug ears.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because after the power, I've checked it, he cannot sustain them for that long. That's the limitation, so yeah. Chintai knows that. Two things created, and they don't last forever. They disappear after a while.
No, fuck off, bro.
He forces it into reality, and eventually reality erases it. So that's just how it works. Okay.
Unfortunate for you.
It was your turn.
Unfortunately for you, due to the rules
re-roll initiative.
Whatever the hell this is, I go first. I never expect you to understand that.
Haha, evil doers! Even though you have conjured up a weapon, it will do nothing against Captain Comet.
Deadpool. You pulled a Deadpool.
Exactly, that's my character.
Haha, you're potty. I will punch your potty mouth until
Deadpool.
You shut up.
Anyways, I attack him with my sword. Fuck it, I failed. Yeah.
He just looks at you, what?
See, I failed.
Shintai pulled a breaking the fourth wall, aka Deadpool, yeah. Yeah.
See?
Nice. Anyway. Okay, you'll have to run up to him, so you gotta see if you can. No. Oh, wait, your roll? Wait, shit. Let me see here. Okay, so your attack. Okay, you failed, basically, yeah. 30. Well,
I just look around the
15,
side of the walls,
yeah,
to find any funny
okay,
messages about superheroes.
You basically try to run up and you swing at him. He has moved closer since then, so you were able to get in and swing at him, but you miss. And now it's after this big thing you said, he's just like, ha ha, your big mouth wasn't as true as you thought it would be. And anyway, it's Erectus Tower's turn.
Wait, I've got a mobile phone on me. I call that number.
And you can see some different messages like,
yeah,
mutants
do,
rule.
Remember?
You can see mutants suck. You can also see different superhero names. And it's like, if you want
to
have a great time, get the silver, call the silver lass, and you can see a number. And under it is like, if you want to have a real good time, call Mr. Metropolis, and there's
right.
a number there, and the
cricket.
Okay, and it's well. Do you have a mobile phone? Yeah. Do you have that written down?
Yes. Yes, I'm hearing some
noise. I think
you
guys had mobile
phones. Some really
phones.
Loud noise out here at this Wendy's I am at. Can you please come over?
Let's just say, for simpleness' sake, that you guys have a cell phone,
next
but you gotta write it down now, okay?
Next to the beaten down diner where that earthquake struck.
Okay. I think you do have one. Anyway, so you have one, you call up, and you hear this sound. Hello, Mr. Metropolis speaking. Is there some kind of problem going on?
Nevada. You can't miss it. There's a whole bunch of dead cops near it.
Where exactly is this Wendy's located, sir?
There was just recently a big, big giant
wait,
cop
there's a couple of different
happenings,
different
called Captain
metahuman
Cosmos.
Problems going on. Could you be a little bit more specific? Which state are you in, sir? Which state?
Yeah. I hear
Nevada.
I heard this really loud guy, Captain.
There is no any
comment,
kind of
and I'm pretty sure he killed a whole bunch of cops.
Problems.
I think he's gone rogue on a.
You mean Captain Comet? Captain Cosmos is a guy who died in the Second World War. Got shot in the head by a Nazi.
Hey, I am not just a porn star. I am.
Let me check the Justice Computer to check where the location of Captain Comet is. Aha, uh-huh, he's apparently in Utah. Oh yeah. There was an earthquake incident, but that has been yesterday.
It's my car's on the toilet, remember?
And, yes, there has been another incident with some guy that calls himself the Erected Tower and a porn star and, somebody else.
No, I'm shitting my pants in fear because Captain Comet is attacking it.
I will get there,
everybody.
Citizen,
kill
as
the,
fast as I
kill
can
the
and
police
help
force.
You. Don't fear. Mr. Metropolis is here.
Yeah, it's my irritable bowel syndrome. It gets that. There we go.
And he's like, he just like, puts down the phone.
And
wait, before he does, like, are you on the toilet?
You.
I see. I'm sorry, you know, that happens.
Yeah,
I can understand.
I'm just going to strangle this guy with his own cape using my telekinesis.
Mr. Metropolis will be dead. And he puts down the phone.
Not a bad idea.
Okay. Let me see, wait.
Roll, come on, lucky number 82. 18,
okay,
close enough.
Who's the next guy?
No, not at all. I can just tell you right off
the
bat.
No, that was Sendu's
hey,
turn.
Hey, Dorobka. You know what I really should have created? The double club.
Okay, roll. It's a little bit. It's a little bit harder to do, but
the double club
should be possible.
Or a keyblade.
Hey. It's probably
it's
not
an inside joke. You wouldn't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not enough. What? Best weapon ever. Plus 200 to damage. I think they see it and then they just laugh themselves to death. It's a spoony thing. Okay. Nothing happens. Next person is Captain Comet. Okay. Since you swung his sword at him, he sees you as a bigger threat. And okay. Let me see. Let's go to the lobby.
Tell me about it, bro.
30.
Come at me, bro.
No.
Okay, 30. And he says, and he dramatically points his finger at you.
Squeeze.
I will, evildoer, I will send you
that's
far away. And then he points at you and like, ah, damn it. This telekinesis never works when it's supposed to. By the gods of Zendor, I will destroy you. Give me a second here. I'm gonna stop the recording for a second because this call is it pretty corrupted, isn't it? Right? Wait, talk for a second, guys. Okay, so let me stop the recording and recall you. No, it's recording fine.
Yay.
Well, we had already irritable bowel syndrome. So, that can't be missed.
Diarrhea.
It's like so depressed how you said it. Diarrhea. Anyway, okay. I guess this is how good is it's gonna be, the sound quality. You said that, whatever. Anyway. That was Captain Comet's failed attempt at using telekinesis at Lance Sloan.
Oh, crap.
Man, Lance Sloan is having luck with the initiative order, because he's at first again. Let me post this initiative order. Yeah, Lance Sloan.
Alright.
Okay, what do you do?
I try to hit him again.
Just
sword.
Sing. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Holy shit, that's a critical hit if I know one. Okay, I decided for red critical hits, for such high ones, if it's red, we're gonna use the critical hit table that I use for the D&D games. Remember those?
Gonna regret talking shit about
but
the
now
last
it's good
time.
For you. Okay, you know what? Now roll 1d100 again to see how well you did. Holy fucking shit. Okay, this is exactly 100, okay? That's awesome. You chop off Captain Comet's head. There's a big fountain of blood, and you're full of blood.
How did the sword sustain?
This is what you hear. How dare you, evil duo! This is is exactly what you hear.
Out of character. Out of character.
My sharp stick.
Character, Sean. I wish I didn't call up Captain Metropolis now, Mr. Metropolis.
It will take him a little while to get here.
What are the odds of that? Holy shit.
And makes up for missing 3 times in a row in that fight.
That was awesome, Shintai. You got
a cookie.
You got. Let me add Shintai.
Son of Pharrell, kneel before Zod.
100 karma points that you can use for reroll attempts. Erected tower, you had 0. I'm gonna give you also 100. Actually, Shintai, you get another 50 because that was just too awesome. Sentai gets also 100. So, which karma points are basically, if you say, this is an old rule, but in the books, but we haven't used it yet. If you say that you want to use karma points for your roll, it's basically use karma, right? If you get killed and if you use up all your remaining karma and you have enough karma, let's say, I would say 300 at least, and you use up all of it, then you will survive. Basically, good role-playing and cool stuff like that will give you karma points. Being a dick on the table, well, you will lose karma points. But you guys won't lose karma points. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, new rules.
My character finds toilet paper, wipes his bum, doesn't flush to be a dick, and walks out and sees the couch. Holy shit, I didn't actually think that Captain Common was actually wrecking havoc. I was just making a prank call. Oh, can I take your suit?
Sure.
Well, the head is chopped off and the suit is full of blood.
Wait a minute,
aren't
I still in a dress?
Sure.
Wait, aren't I still in a dress?
What? No, your clothes didn't change.
Me into a woman, I didn't change clothes.
Well, why would your clothes change?
Retro wanted to set up the mood.
Maybe it's if it would have maybe been a spell. No, if Retro would have said his wish, like, I want Shintai to be a woman in a dress, then that would have happened. It wasn't specific, so. Okay, Retro, you want the costume then? Okay. Captain Comet. Bloody costume. The head part is missing. It's on the decapitated head.
Get it clean.
Oh, nice. Nice. Look, don't mind me taking that mask as well.
Okay, plus mask. It's full of blood now. You have it. You want to put it on over the gimp suit?
Do we get to find out who the secret identity is?
Well, it's a dude. You don't know who it is.
Yeah, it's anticlimactic. Oh, well.
So you know his secret identity, but you don't know who he is.
I guess that's what he looked like under there. That doesn't help.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, let me say Captain Comet dead.
And naked. Dead, naked, without a head.
Perfect attack by Shintai, basically. Okay.
Just oozing with awesome.
Okay. Okay, as you put on the costume, what do you guys do? What do you guys do, Shintai?
Yeah, I think we should call it a day.
Yes, I think we should call it a day too, guys.
Ended at a high note.
That's a good idea. Okay. So this is where, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording.